T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time now for our weekly segment. We call it, for some reason, Wednesdays with Wojo. I still haven't figured out why. And he is Bob Winowski, the host of the Bogey and Wojo show, expert columnist on the Detroit News, and just an all-around great guy. Hello, Woj!
Well, how are we?
Well. We have no Stoney today. We have DTM, Dan the Man, Dan Leach. Stoney is taking one of his lovely daughters down to college.
No. I saw Leach yesterday when I was doing the afternoon show with Bogey, and you know, the Stoney kid called in.
I heard.
Yeah, and he said he had to stop at the bathroom 4 times.
I heard. Yeah. Did he have anything profound to add to your radio program?
Well, I mean, he mentioned, you know, the 08 Wings winning and the 09 Wings losing and which one affected you more positively or negatively. And then he talked about going to the bathroom.
That sounds like Stoney Woj.
Good.
No, it was enlightening. No, it was very, very good.
Did you guys play that segment back a couple times? No.
Every hour?
No.
I think I might make the drops tournament next year.
All right, so Woj, we were actually talking about that very topic earlier on our show, Dan and I, because I thought it was a great topic. You and Bogey were doing the whole thing about what is bigger on you as a fan, a big loss by your team and a big win on your team, and you actually had one of your typical sarcastic, snooty, pithy comments, which actually spawned the topic, because you said, you know, a big loss for Michigan, like the trouble with the snap game, or a big win for Michigan, like the 78-0 win over Rutgers. And but then
I couldn't really quickly think of one recently.
Okay, but that was our topic. From about 7:30 to 8 o'clock, we couldn't either. We were trying to think of signature Michigan football wins, and we went as far back as the last time John Navarro won the Big Ten title and beat Ohio State at Michigan Stadium, which was the fall of 03. What is their signature win? And it was a challenge to come up with one.
Well, no, that was a little disconcerting. I think I went back to when they beat Ohio State in 1997 to go to the Rose Bowl.
That doesn't fit the qualifications.
Did you realize that Heather wasn't even born yet?
Oh, no.
No. That's a slight exaggeration.
Heather's only 12?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
But Woj, this is the thing that, you know, and I went with the 2008 Capitol or Citrus Bowl when they beat Tim Tebow.
Boy, Carr's last game when he finally decided to open up the offense. Yeah.
But when you look at signature wins, Wojers, you go back to 06, they've been on the road 16 times against ranked teams and won 0 of those games.
Right. The other one that I considered, and people are going to laugh, but it really was at the time, when they beat Wisconsin at home, and was it Harbaugh's first season?
Yeah.
14-10 or 14-7, something like that, whatever. A close, hard-fought, slobber-knocker game. But that's kind of... Oh, no, I got one. 2 years ago, when they beat Ohio State down at Columbus.
No.
That didn't happen,
Wojo.
That
didn't happen.
He was short.
Just short.
The spot was short, but they won.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Do you agree with my theory? Because the jumping-off point was Michigan State, who's had dramatic wins and dramatic losses. Do you think Michigan State fans appreciate the trouble with the snap game win over Michigan more than the Rose Bowl win?
Yes.
I do, and I heard your theory. I do because of also what it does to the Michigan fan base.
Yep, that's
right,
why.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I've got friends that are Michigan State slabs, like I'm a Wolverine slab, and that's fine. That if, let's say they needed Michigan to win a game to help out the Spartans get to the Big Ten title game, etc., they would root against Michigan. That's why that game, Rose Bowl to me would be all that matters. But that's why the trouble of the snap game means more to many of them.
You know me, Woj, much like you, I am the king of impartiality when it comes to this rivalry.
Correct,
I'm the duke of indecision or whatever Caputo says.
Yeah, stands for straight down the middle.
Yeah, yeah. I do think this is one of those instances, though, where it's a little unfair to Michigan, because Michigan State's all these signature wins that they've had, some of them have come because they've played their way into dubious situations and gotten little giants or gotten rocket or gotten trouble with the snap. Whereas You know, if like Michigan's win over Wisconsin, like you said, good solid win over a top 10 team at that particular moment. But it's like, well, ho-hum. But if they had thrown a Hail Mary with no time remaining on the clock, then it would be somehow a signature win. And that's not necessarily fair.
Well, I see what you're saying. But Michigan had played themselves into those situations where they could have gotten signature wins, i.e. at Columbus.
Yeah.
I.e. at Iowa. I mean, not necessarily a signature because Iowa wasn't that good, but it would have been a huge win when they were 9-0 at the time. So the trouble with the snap game, that would have been a huge win if they just didn't play themselves out of the situation.
But, okay, that I was bringing that point up earlier. Let's say Blake O'Neal does what he's supposed to do. Mm. Is that a signature win for Michigan?
Well, kind of, yeah.
I think it is.
Because, I mean, Michigan State was
undefeated,
good, excellent as well.
Yeah,
it would have changed the narrative on the rivalry. It would have changed the narrative on Harbaugh. Yeah, I think that would have counted as a signature win.
Well, and I look at it like this too, Wojo. They went back to back to back shutouts. First time that any team in the FBS had did that since 95 K-State. If they win that game, they were number 12 at the time of that game. They were in the playoff discussion year one. They win that game, they could have gone to the playoffs. State did because they won that game.
So here's the question. You know how we little sports radio dorks do this?
Yes.
We spin it forward. If you see one signature win for Michigan this year, what is it?
If you want to or you predict it?
Predict it.
I would go with Notre Dame. Because I think they're going to lose to the Spartans in Ohio State. I hope I'm wrong.
Well, but don't you think, I mean, right now with everything that's going on in Columbus, we don't know exactly what state that team's going to be in.
They're still really good.
But see, here, that's the problem again, is that the one year that Hoke beat Ohio State,
sure,
it was Luke Fickell, and that barely counts.
If I had to think of what my dream scenario would be, it'd be the Buckeyes. But I feel like Notre Dame, you win that game, you're going to have a chance to be something. I just don't trust Patterson in this team yet until they show it to me. Look at Harbaugh's last 3 years.
I think Notre Dame is a good choice from this standpoint. I think Notre Dame also has questions, and I don't think they're as good as Michigan State or Ohio State. And it might not, if they were to win that game, it might not look like a signature win at the end of the season if Notre Dame struggles. But the opening weekend with ESPN, game day there and everything else, under the lights.
Oh, yeah.
Notre Dame is playing under the lights, too.
It would be
a signature win.
No, Notre Dame doesn't play under the lights. Only Michigan plays under the lights.
Michigan started the whole thing.
Right, I know. I understand that. But they own the trademark to the phrase. They cannot play under the lights. That's just preposterous.
They play under the bulbs?
Under the dome. And of course, Michigan's biggest signature win, yes, over the last 10 years, is Alabama's 38-0 win over Michigan.
Stop it.
Right?
You know what? You laugh. But that definitely is part of it for the poor Michigan fans.
I've had some fun with that one, but it's not a win by Michigan or a loss by Michigan. It's a loss by Michigan State.
Can I signal one alarm real quick about our Detroit Lions?
Yes. I was about to ask you about the Lions. Perfect segue. It's almost like we rehearsed this segment.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, I'm so nervous now. My guy. I was reading up about the Lions-Raiders joint practice.
Yes.
And, of course, at a joint practice, it comes down to LeGarrette Blount.
Of course it does.
I mean, it always does.
Yes.
And this is my guy, right, for goal line. I wanted him here even sooner and plowing through, and I read that he was stuffed twice in a row at the goal line by the Raiders.
But Kerryon Johnson got in on 4th and goal.
Barely, they said. Barely.
He got in on 4th and goal, but only after Jim Caldwell had called for the field goal unit to go onto the field. So they actually attempted a field goal first.
And then upon the first time ever, a review in a practice overturned the touchdown.
Yes. Now, what?
Tahir Whitehead, by the way, said that Kerryon Johnson was short. He was like going crazy about it.
Yeah.
I know.
All right, so Friday night, 10:30, we're all going to be watching. There's an actual football game that doesn't count for anything. Are you going to try to draw anything other than a long swig of your gin and tonic?
Tonics. Did you add the S at the end?
Yeah, tonics. Oh, I made an X, like pentatonics.
Okay, good. Well, no. Draw major conclusions, no. But like everybody else, watching to see if they truly are running the ball. I heard you guys had the Peter King on the other day.
Yeah, PK.
He pointed it out very astutely that Patricia is going to run the ball, and make sure they run the ball, and he's not going to stop until they run the ball. So I kind of like to see them run the ball, because if they don't, that means Matt Patricia hasn't been able to, not that he can change it in one exhibition game, but boy, you need to see signs, including with my guy LeGarrette Blount to the joint practices.
Would you stop with the joint practices? What did it, what did they run, 420s yesterday as part of the drills?
They're fun.
Yeah.
4x20.
Four by 20.
That's exactly what they did.
All right, he's Wojo. Today, the Bogey and Wojo show, once again, in the primetime slot, 2 o'clock up until Tiger Baseball at 3:40. Tigers taking on the Angels in afternoon baseball. Woj, we're, the loins are girded for that one. Thanks for joining us.
It's basically going to be a Tiger pregame show. We're going to do it for an hour and 40 minutes.
Extended Tiger pregame, which will be a little bit longer than Jacob Turner's outing.
Oh, no,
Always an honor, Wojers.
All right, Bob. Thank you, sir. There he is, Wednesdays with Wojo on 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.